This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Dangerous wind chills settled across the state overnight, causing flight cancellations and road closures. Before 8 a.m., the temperature at Denver International Airport had fallen to 24 below zero, with a wind chill of 36 below. At least 350 Thursday flights in or out of DIA had been canceled. On the roads, I-70 eastbound was closed at Silverthorne, US 6 in both directions at Loveland Pass, and US 40 was closed between Kremling and Steamboat Springs. Authorities recommend staying at home unless travel is absolutely necessary. Bus and train passengers in the Denver Metro should expect delays and slower service today due to the Arctic weather that moved in overnight. The Regional Transportation District says slick roads mean slow buses and commuter trains have to operate at slower speeds when tracks are icy. RTD says passengers should leave as early as possible to reach their destinations on time. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert was not swayed by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's call for continued U.S. support in fighting the Russian invasion. In a tweeted video after his address to Congress, Boebert says she understands people are suffering, but...
Until Congress receives a full audit on where our money has already gone, I will not support sending additional money to this war.
However, other members of the Colorado delegation signaled their support for Ukraine. Democratic Representative Diana DeGette stood with Ukraine and said now is not the time to walk away from the fight. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn called Zelensky inspiring. Congress is on the verge of passing a government spending bill with $45 billion in aid to Ukraine. This is CPR News and KRCC.